Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
New World Report, Argentina. I welcome Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Looking at the election in these next hours, Argentina is voting on Sunday, the 26th of October, a midterm election, and yet the FT's presentation is that this is an existential election. Listen to the headline. Malay's make-or-break moment. Subhead, U.S. support has helped calm markets, but Argentina's president is politically weakened as his party faces midterm elections. Evan, a very good evening to you. As I understand it, Malay represents an amateur in the role of the president. His presentation has been spectacular on stage for us to see on camera. There was the chainsaw during the campaign, and the important part of politically bonding with the Trump administration in some fashion, so much so that despite his promise during the campaign to dollarize Argentina's economy, he depends very much on the peso not selling off. Right now, there's a band between this and that for the peso to the dollar. That is in question, and repeatedly so these last weeks until the Secretary of the Treasury, Mr. Bessent, stepped in and said, we'll back you up, something called a swap line. But in any event, it seems to have stabilized the peso, but that does not in any fashion back off the opposition, which has a vote on Sunday, generally understood to be the Peronista Coalition. Peronista Coalition is sophisticated. It's been in power a long time. It's been waiting for this midterm to take back its power. It looks like it's going to be successful at this point, but the presentation is that this will be the end of his presidency. He's made successes. What he hasn't done is knitted together a coalition, according to the FT reporting, knitted together a coalition of compromise with the less-than-Peronist coalition in the legislature so that his very small party of the legislature at this point does not have good handshakes with the parties that might be sympathetic to the president but are not ready to be as confrontational or as Trumpian as he demonstrates these last months. So, do we write this down as Malay learning the job? Do we write this down as the Peronistas were right to smile like a Cheshire cat and wait their chance? Do we say that the Trump administration has tied itself up with Buenos Aires in a way that is not wise? Good evening to you, Professor.
Good evening to you, John. Frankly, in my judgment, things are going to turn out just fine for Malay, but there's been a lot of drama that's been generated in the Argentine political system and beyond it. First of all, as you alluded to, the moment that Argentina was at before Malay came in and why he came in was a sense that the corporatist politics and the compromise, if you will, that they had seen over the years and the endemic corruption and bloated government and inefficiency that had come with it had taken Argentina to a very bad place. And so from the very beginning, Milei with his chainsaw, his appeal, but now ironically part of his vulnerability, is his uncompromising, very ideological stance. To be clear, he has performed what he came in to perform. He has gotten the budget deficit under control. He has got the foreign currency problem under control. You now have a convertible peso. He, after a brief bout with inflation due to his ability, his need to devalue the currency to bring it back in line with the what they call the blue market rate, now inflation is back down. It's still relatively high, but 33% is much lower than 300% before. And so many things that he promised to do that he has done. And now if you look at Argentina's numbers, the poverty rate is down from 53% to 31%. Inflation, as we talked about, is under control. The GDP is growing again. But yes, there's been a lot of pain. And really, the hiccup came because of a combination of three things. The suffering because of those economic cuts, the end to public subsidies, difficulties, for example, of not providing an adequate increase in cost of living payments to pensioners, which got a lot of people upset. But the combination of some of the indirect suffering caused by his bitter medicine. And then on top of that, there were some scandals that came out. One of those scandals involved a bribery that maybe touched his sister and closest advisor, Karina. Another touch on one of his one of the La Libertad Avanza previous congressional members, Jose Luis Espert. But in a country where he had come in campaigning against the corruption of the Peronists, the fact that there were corruption allegations tainting his regimen took him down a notch. And so when in important local elections, he didn't perform quite as well as expected, the ironic fear of people was that he was not and his party was not going to continue to do as well as thought. And so that caused a run on the peso, as happened so many times in Argentina. Frankly, the U.S., Secretary Bessent, President Trump stepped in with not only a personal indication of support, but also a new $20 billion currency swap deal and a $20 billion loan deal to essentially tell markets the U.S. is behind, stay with Argentina, it's all going to turn out all right. And so my sense is these upcoming October 26th elections, the Sunday, that it is likely that his party, La Libertad Avanza, won't do quite as well as they previously hoped. Indeed, the calculations are with the seven senators that he has, and instead of picking up another 14, he might only pick up another 10, but that's actually going to be an advance. Same thing, it's calculated that in the Federal Chamber of Deputies that they'll only pick up six or eight of 24 districts. So they're actually going to advance in both the higher and lower house. But at the end of the day, he will probably face more pushback in terms of the legislature for where he takes the country in the next 2 years, probably with the support of the U.S. Government, he will be able to manage the currency crisis relatively well. The peso, which is now, again, a little bit high, it's above the 1400 upper limit of the band. It's now, I think, at 1488. But again, markets will calm down after the election when people realize the world isn't falling through. And Javier Milei will get back to the difficult work of governing and continuing free market policies as a friend of the United States and continuing to take Argentina in a positive economic direction. So at least that's how I suspect that after we get past the drama of the headlines, things are going to go. But there's a lot of consternation with the Sunday's election right now, and a good amount at stake with what I expect to be a less than stellar performance for La Libertad Avanza. But I think things are going to turn out okay.
The voices in the FT point to the certainty of a devaluation after the election. Is that a blow?
I frankly don't think that you're going to see first of all, the peso is freely tradable. It's above the band where they want it to be. They prefer it to be 1400 pesos to the dollar or less. Right now it's again about 1488. That band could be moved a little bit higher, but at the end of the day, as long as you have a relatively stable and free tradable peso, that creates the conditions in which investors are comfortable investing, knowing that they can get their earnings out in dollars or whatever other currency they want.
The FT also points to his clumsiness or inability to network with sympathetic parties. Is that a problem that can be solved easily?
It's certainly not one of his strong suits. Again, he was not elected because he was a candidate like the old Peronists, good at compromise and in networking. But it is true that he depends on cooperation with the pro, with the more moderate center right, and that cooperation at times in coordinating on elections and other areas has been less than was hoped for. And so, probably that, doesn't always play well with others, aspect of Milei. That's, I think, part of his charm and inspiration. But politically, that does create some friction, especially when it comes to cooperation in the legislature to either get bills through or to prevent vetoes to some of the things that he's trying to stop. So it will be a problem, but it's something that hasn't hurt him too badly thus far. But certainly there is more that he can do to continue to work with the pro coalition on which he will continue to depend for both his security policy and in a number of other areas.
One more quote from an Argentine voter who voted for Milei, and yet I didn't realize it would affect the middle class so much. I've never struggled to make ends meet before, said Rios, 50 years old, pointing to salaries and pensions that have fallen. I've got into so much debt that I had to sell my car. I don't know if I could vote for them again, meaning the party, La Libertad. It appears that his communication skills, while spectacular in America, have not been used effectively in Argentina. That's an FT remark. Can he correct that?
Ironically, the success of his communication skills has depended on, first of all, what audience he's reaching out to. And certainly those people who have suffered a loss in their standard of living feel frustrated with him and don't fully connect, especially the Peronists who really have never been entirely on his side. I think his inspiration was actually his strong communication skills with a chainsaw, with a no-nonsense talk. And Argentinians knew that they had to get rampant corruption and government spending and other things under control. Probably what he's been less adept at doing has been making Argentines felt heard as they weather through the necessary pain that the cuts to programs, the end of subsidies and other things have caused. And certainly things like pensions. Argentines expected that after they weathered a certain amount of tough medicine that things would begin to get better. And I think there's a certain amount of impatience getting to that better place. And as you rightfully point out, that ability to, now having convinced Argentines that he was the man to deliver the tough medicine, now switching into a different mode with respect to compassion and making all Argentines feel that their suffering was addressed. That's never been his strong suit, and that could be part of his liability as he tries to go forward, continuing to govern a very complex situation. But it's not the lack of communication. It's whether he is communicating the right things as the situation changes to the right audiences who have been impacted negatively by some of those cuts, even as things continue to substantially get better if you look at the macroeconomic numbers.
Professor Avanelis, U.S. Army War College, New World Report. We're headed to an election success in Bolivia. I'm John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.